Heißt, die Beschränktheit der Hyänen ist bestimmt alles andere als klein. Ich will nebenbei nur erwähnen, ich red nicht nur Löwenlatein. Die stumpfen Visagen betonen, die oberen Etagen sind leer. Ich rede von Königen, von Thronen, und auch Unwissen schützt euch nicht mehr. Seid bereit für die Zeit eures Lebens, seid bereit für den Größten der Kuss. Die goldene Ära schleicht näher und näher.
Und was springt für uns raus?
Ich lass euch schon nicht aus, ihr dämlichen Viecher. Der Lohn ist euch sicher an dem Tag, wenn das Recht triumphiert und mich endlich von Knechtschaft befreit. Seid bereit!
Haltet zu mir!
Und ihr werdet nie wieder Hunger leiden! Doch ernsthaft ermahnen, dass es für euch Pflichten noch gibt. In Zukunft gibt's so viel zu plündern. Das meiste kriegt sowieso ich. Ich darf trotzdem höflichst erinnern, kein Krümelchen gibt's ohne mich. Seid bereit für den Coup des Jahrhunderts. Seid bereit für den teuflischsten Pakt. Ich plane seit Jahren, trotz aller Gefahren, gerissen, verbissen, ganz ohne Gewissen, als König geboren, zum Herrscher koren, erglänz ich in all meiner Pracht. Meine Zähne sind blank wie mein Neid. Seid bereit.
Out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, April 15th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Branch of the Poll News Network. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about what's stopping us from annexing Canada right now. Then, what's going on? Then, they feed us poison and deny us our medicine. And, for the finale, the internet has been officially censored. The end. That's the show. Thank you for joining me. Let's get into it, shall we? First, what's stopping us from annexing Canada right now? Picture is a picture of what a little bit more of what the United States should look like. It's the US and Canada merged together in a union of states. Incredible. And what it should probably kind of look like. I don't know. It looks kind of different, though. It's like they've split Texas. They've split Texas now. Whatever. It's kind of close. What they should do, what I should do is rule America. And as ruler of America, we will annex Canada. We will annex Mexico. We'll destroy the cartel. We'll integrate them as states. Well, they'll be like multiple states. Multiple states will be integrated into America. It'll be fucking incredible. It'll be great. It'll be from she to signing C, America. It'll be the greatest land in all of lands. That's what it should be. Just from Canada to Mexico, it should all be America. This America says, we have enough shit skins. Don't need more for starters, Anon. Implying Canada is nothing but shit skins, which is accurate, but we could fix it. We could fix it. We don't need to fix it, but we could, because we're the greatest country on the planet. Clown World says, Canadians are descendants of subjects of the crown that stayed in NA. Too many cucks. Canadian culture is a whimsical and flimsy thing. Also, they don't do that many hard drugs. It's rare. It's kind of rare. When they do it, they apologize, I guess. They're strange peoples. This American says, they blowed the fuck out us before and burned the White House. That is true and accurate history. They burned the White House down or something. The fucking Redcoats. Smerica says, this is literally what the U.S. should look like. Perfect. Not almost perfect. Almost. It'd be perfect if it was Mexico and Canada together. It should just, all of it should be America. All of it. It should have been done so long ago. They could have just bought it. But now we have to, like, fight for it, maybe? We could probably just CIA it into our possession, right? If we really wanted it. And then we'll take also Cuba. Fuck it. They want to be a state. Fuck it. Let them. Let them all be part of America. The greatest country ever. They all get like less of a vote though or something. PNC says, can we kick out all the Browns and Chinks when we annex them, Lou Sama? Yes. Maybe. We'll stricten the importation and make it harder for Pujits and I would say Mexicans, but they'd now be Americans, I guess. But we'll stop all the people on the people that come into Mexico, we'll stop those people, and then it'll just be Mexicanos, and we'll just keep them in Mexico, and whatever. It'll just, instead of Mexico being multiple states, it'll just be one really shitty big state, like California, whatever. I'd make America the greatest country in the fucking planet Earth be the greatest, and Mars and the moon. We'd be multi-planetary and shit, it'd be great, whatever. America, USA, fuck Jews. They weaken us and make us pathetic and weak and awful. Next thread. What's going on? Sydney's bishop stabbed. Man in the front line of a sermon appeared with a ceremonial knife and stabbed the bishop. Why is it always Australia? Sydney bishop stabbed during sermon. Ooh, the video's really good. The video's really good. He just like randomly whimsically goes at him with the knife. Whimsically. Whimsically! Oh my god, am I gonna dig through like... Must I dig through like 5 videos to find the stabbing video? Come in the stabbing! Here's the face of the stabber. Lee heckin' happy. Lee heckin' happy he stabbed him. Aw, oh, Lee heckin' happy. Here's the video. Thank you, Anon! You're the greatest, Anon, thank you! Anon delivers! 4chan delivers, always! I like how he stabs him in the face multiple times and then he checks the knife. Like, is there something wrong with this knife? No, there's nothing wrong with the knife. It's just bones are tough. Bones are hard to cut. It's easy to cut through the flesh, but the bones are hard. You hit the bone and it stops, silly goose. You gotta aim between the ribcage. Haha, right for the heart, like the boomer. The skull is, I mean, unless you're going for an eyeball, the skull, the top of the skull is not a good place, really, unless you have a really sharp blade. Unless you got a really, really sharp fucking knife, which is possible. I wouldn't really go for that spot. And I'd go for the eyeballs, or he did kind of go for the nose. Ragasan says he didn't unsheath it. Are you serious, really? We'll do a frame by frame analysis. I don't know, it looks like it's I don't know, man, it looks like it's unsheathed to me. It looks unsheathed to me. Looks like he hit him in the nose. It just doesn't look like he has a lot of leverage. And he's hitting him in the side of the head, in the back of the head. He's hitting the skull. I think it's unsheathed, bro. And that's it. Okay, well, that was fun. So brief. So brief, my serotonin rush. Sad. If only there was more violence that I could laugh over and ponder over. Not encourage, because we only want peace and love here on PIN in America. This American says, Bishop Mari is legit. May Jesus grant him a quick recovery. A quick recovery? If that guy... like, almost stabbed him 7 times, dude. Dude, sharpen your knife, dude. What the do you not prepare? Did you not prepare, you fucking mud slime? It's a stupid fucking question. Of course he did not. Of course he did not. He's a fucking Pujit. He prepared by using a fucking butter knife for eating butter and wondering why he can't slice into the man's skull. Invest, buddy. Invest in a knife. Sharpen said knife. Do God's work in Minecraft. This Aussie says, just saw the vid on TikTok. Wow, you just saw it on TikTok? Wow, you're so cool, Zoom Zoom. Wow. Giving China all the cool deets. This Britbong says guy probably thought he was playing Resident Evil 4 or some shit. He probably thought he was in a video game. And you know what's funny? What's funny is humans are way harder to kill than you think and way easier to kill than you think. Because there's sometimes, man, you're trying to kill... I mean, not that I would ever try to kill somebody. I love people. But, I mean, you're trying to kill something or somebody based on videos that I've seen online. And they just won't fucking die. They just won't die. Some curse upon them from God himself has caused them to have immortality. And they just won't fucking die. And then you get people like the Zoom Zoom the boomer killed in that trial just recently, where the knife barely goes in their chest and they die because it went right in the heart. Oopsie whoopsie. So easy yet so hard to kill in Minecraft, hypothetically, for research purposes only. In Minecraft, video games, you killed thousands and thousands of people in video games. That is violence, FBI. It is violence. Clan World Archive says the Prophet Muhammad is literally a pedo pig fucker, a model for us all, really. There are Pujits that would kill me for saying such things, Clan World. I mean, they would literally kill me. They would chimp out and kill me because the Pujits are crazy. Even though I was just reading what you were saying, I don't know, they have no brain cells, and cleanliness is spiritual, which is the... Do not ever make cleanliness spiritual, or you get Pujits wiping their ass with their hand and then eating it or something. They do weird shit like that. They're Pujits. This Jew said he showed weakness. The only people showing weakness is you, Kike. This American says, notice how the crowd of people actually rushed to his aid to help him despite the danger. Normally, people just run away in fear for their own life. What are you talking about? There was just that church shooter that just got his or her or it. It was some tranny, I think. Got its head blown in by the boom boom that shot him in self-defense. Saved the whole church of people. The mass shooting started and then ended immediately when the boom boom pulled out his gun and defended himself. Deadeye says, Pujits. Deadeye doesn't know what a Pujit is. Do you know what a sand nigger is, Deadeye? Would that be better for you, sand nigger? Is that more accurate for you? Can you understand sand nigger? It's basically the same thing. Pujit, sand nigger, it's all the same. The Slovenian says, God prevents the knife from opening. Guy loses the digits on his right hand. Tell me it wasn't divine intervention. Are you serious? He lost his fucking fingers because he fucked up getting the knife out? Dude, how do you fuck that up? It says he was stabbed multiple times. Crazy. Insane. Bashy says, well, technically a Pujit is an Indian and a sand nigger is an Arab. Sure. Mixing up the distinction would probably enrage them more. This America says, the Jews are the enemies of all mankind. I wish everyone saw that. I just wish all the normies saw that. I wish every American, every man, woman, and child, everybody of voting age, legal voting age, saw that. I wish everybody that wasn't Jewish saw that. I wish they saw how evil they were, how they control everything, how they are less than 1% of the population. But they are every CEO. And if they're not the CEO, they have stepped down to replace themselves with a poo that they can place all the blame on when everything crashes. They still own all the stock and power, but they have handed down their succession to a poo, a diversity shield that'll take all the blame. On to the next thread. This one was interesting. Reddit post, though. I guess I probably should have put it a little sooner, but whatever. It's good. They feed us poison and deny us our medicine. Anyone else age 20 years from gear? I'm in my early 20s and just started my first, quote, real cycle. But I've been on TRT about a year and a half. That's testosterone replacement therapy. I had 300 nanograms DL levels and the doc told me I needed it. I had no idea at the time. Granted, I was pretty low T when I started. Didn't have extremely masculine traits in the face after a year on testosterone. I aged like 10 years, no joke. I'm not gonna go any further right now. Dude, you didn't age 10 years, you fuck. You didn't age 10 years. You just look like a man now. You look like it's not that you aged 10 years. You look like a literal prepubescent child before. Because you had no T. You had no testosterone. It's not about aging, you just look like an actual man now. You actually look like a man now. as would happen to Luke if he had actual testosterone. I don't think that's what he wants, though. He'd probably puke and vomit in the corner. Mr. Me says, what's with shooters shooting up churches? I'm surprised that synagogue isn't shot up yet, since you know. How do you lose a finger pulling out a knife? Did he pull out a knife on the wrong way? What? You're catching up, Dreamy, you silly goose. I don't know. Idiot. Poojeet. Worse than niggers. Chamal says, you turned into a man. He did. He's an actual man now. He just looks like a man. He looks like a boy here, and he looks like a man here. It's not about aging. You aged in maturity, you fuck. It's not a bad change, bud. My facial structure has changed significantly. Yeah, you have a Chad jawline now, you fuck. People wish they could transform like this. I look old as fuck and have a full beard now. I honestly want to make a burner and post pictures. It's insane. I see these other guys that don't seem to age that much on the shit. I'm wondering if my face is a hyper responder to gear. What the fuck is gear? I assume that's testosterone. Huh. He probably ate too much soy, Deadeye says. You're probably not wrong. There's a lot of stuff that puts estrogen in the system. Clanworld says, there's multiple ways to gain testosterone back, and one of them is exercise. Exercise is a really good way to keep your T up. Not if you overdo it, though. Balanced. Everything in moderation. If you do it too much, you can actually fuck your testosterone up. And then Clanworld says, when you do it the chemical way, the artificial chemical jumaceutical way, you're stuck on the pharma Jew forever. You're not wrong, Clanworld. You're not wrong. This German says, 23, looks like he's 43. This is a good thing. Dude, he does not look 43. What are you talking about? He doesn't look 40 fucking 3. I'm blocking it. He doesn't look 43. He looks like a man now. God forbid. Fell for the gym, Jew. Not gonna make it. Working out's good. Overly working out and doing steroids and shit is not good. This Polish anon says, testosterone therapy also gave some dude skin moles. Interesting. Dude, it can give you acne as well. Really bad acne. It can give you terrible acne if you do steroids. Maybe testosterone therapy as well. Sometimes it puts people through puberty again in a way. It's weird. You can get breakouts. Deadeye says, me and the people in my family never look like that. It must be because we eat a lot of meat. I assume you mean like the soy jack on the left? The literal soy jack face guy on the left? Dude, it's what they're eating. They're consuming too much estrogen. And they're probably drinking the tap water. Don't drink the tap water, man. Do not drink the tap water. I drank the tap water as a child. Foolishness. Probably why I'm so fucked up. Right out of the hose. From the government aquifer right into my mouth. Also, you have to be really careful when you're doing testosterone, because a lot of the way, there's different ways you can do it, and some of the ways are you rub this stuff on your skin, and you cannot touch people with that stuff. You can be rubbing that stuff on your skin, and you could touch your kids, and you could be giving your kids testosterone. You fucking fucked up parent. Imagine being a parent doing that accidentally to your kid, and your kid's going through puberty early, and fucking stuff's going all crazy, and he doesn't know what the fuck's going on, and it's dad fucking all up. Dreamy says, there's nothing wrong with becoming mature looks-wise. You're right. I agree. Chamal says, I drank tap water for 30 years. I'm fucked, bro. I feel ya, man. I feel ya. Becoming more Chad-like is not a bad thing, Luke, and or other people becoming more Chad-like. It's a good thing. Embrace it. Focus it. Harness it. Last bit of the day. Finale of the day. The internet has been officially censored. Hurricane Electric, one of the largest ISPs in the entire world, has blocked 1776 hosting IPs, which very briefly for 2 days was a way to connect to Kiwi Farms. And then he links to Kiwi Farms. You know, people keep trying to take Kiwi Farms down, and Kiwi Farms just keeps not being taken down. Right? Right? I mean, they keep trying to take Kiwi Farms, but I don't know. It's somewhere or it's somewhere on the internet. You can find it somewhere. Who cares? But the whole reason I'm reading this post is for this. This American says the Shardy doxed more high profile e-celebs in the last week than Kiwi Farms has in a month. I don't know why they're still the focus. I don't either. Guys, I've come to the realization. I kneel, Shardy. Soyjack is the zoom zoom king meme area that I I kneel, I'm weak. Your memes are superior. Soyjack party, your memes are the greatest. They go over my head. I'm too boomer-esque. We need a new era of memes. And the stupid children are fueling it with really retarded crap. But we must embrace the retarded crap. Or something, I guess. Dio says, why do they want to take Kiwi Farms down so bad? Because they hurt the little heart of a FBI agent's girl. They must be avenged or something. Kiwi Farm trannies get blown the fuck out. Fuck you faggots. Fuck your faggot East Celeb stalker obsessions. Get fucking wrecked. Awesome. Cool. Yeah. Qua one. Yeah, qua one. Qua one. Qua one. Qua one in the end. Poll News Central says, 4chan is boomer and the soy teens of the shardy have arisen to troll the masses once again. Yeah, and they actually have a raid board. They have like a doxing board. It's what old 4chan used to be. Oh, look, here's Breakroomanon going through his VPN. Dude, Breakroomanon doesn't give a single shit anymore. He just cycles the VPN now. Based. Just fuck everybody, right? Fuck everybody, Breakroomanon. Who is Jesse? In every fucking work thread, Walmart faggot is here to normalize shit jobs. Walmart faggot shows up in every work thread. Walmart Anon is not real. He is not there at the Walmart. Oh, woe is me. I can't do anything about my situation. Just give up and submit to whoever any authority demands of me. LOL, this faggot is a psyop to get needs used to the idea of obeying authority and going back to work in some shit job. He reuses all the images. He cannot timestamp. He cannot take a pic from the other side of the room because he's not there. Walmart Anon is not a single person, but a psyop of people posting from the Tel Aviv LARPing as a Walmart worker. Well, you're... No. Dude, I exposed Walmart Anon as Jesse, you fuck. And he liked getting all the attention from the positive attention from the people. Everyone loved Walmart Anon. Everyone loved Walmart Anon before Lou came along and ruined all of that. Complete power. Get fucked, Jesse. Base exposed the Walmart Jew. Breakroomanon says, goddamn nigga is obsessed with me. Just admit you want to fuck me and get it over with. The Spitbox says, why do you have a Slovenia flag if you work at Walmart? Euro trip. Some asshole fired an ice bullet through my window. I'm on vacation until heat dies down or the perpetrators are put in handcuffs. The lies, they flow so easily from your mouth, Jesse. Incredible. I love that Breakroomanon's having a spurg out in a thread randomly for my finale. I love it. Jesse just having a random spurg. The LARP is completed. This guy says, when is Noel gonna start his streams again? I didn't even know Noel did streams. Was he entertaining? In response to the Eurotrip, this American says, you can say whatever you want to say. Nobody who's on vacation or a trip would spend 16 hours on the computer. You posted 6 fucking pages worth of posts in the archive on Sunday alone. Your Saturday and Sunday posts are 11 pages worth. That's almost 550 posts in 2 days. What the shit, man? Saturday morning you wake up, get online at 5:19 a.m. to make your first post. You continue to post nearly every few minutes until 9:20 p.m. Sunday, wake up, make first post at 5:40, continue to post until 6:21. You are posting at minimum every 5 minutes all fucking day. This is a paid operator sitting at a computer being paid to shill and troll every thread. No, it's Jesse, and Jesse gets Social Security. Jesse has 260 Patreons that pay him every day, every month or week, or I don't know however the fuck that thing works. He has like 260 paid patrons. He gets Social Security, he gets government gibs. God, he probably has a fucking lawsuit he's getting paid out on as well. He's probably getting buku bucks. He has nothing else to do all day but troll 4chan. That's what he gets his jollies off on. Fuck's sake, faggot, you need to realize some of us are smarter than you think and are going to continue to call you out on your bullshit. Just read the sentence, Lou. I hope you're getting paid enough. He's getting paid by other troons, because he's a troon. It's troons helping troons. Whatever. I'm just glad that everyone knows Walmart Anon's a trainee now. It's so great. Whatever. Yet no one commenting on Lou. Sad. Expected, though. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. You have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
What can we do to help you, Edwin? Edwin.
No.
Edwin.
Hey, Tom. Hey, everybody coming in.
They're not going to open
up
the door.
Man.
They're not going to open up the door. That's what I'm saying. Edwin, put the machete down, man. Let's talk. Hey.
Let's talk.
We're just talking, man. We're just talking. Please put the machete down. Edwin, put the machete down. Put the machete down. Let's, hey, put the machete down, Edwin. Put the machete down.
You're hurting her.
Put the machete down. No one has to be hurt here. No one has to get hurt. Put the machete down. What seems to be the problem? What seems to be the problem?
He afraid.
Edwin.
Okay, afraid
Edwin. Everything's okay, man.
Okay.
I need for you to relax. There's no, hey, listen. Don't get hyped up. Calm down. Calm down. Relax. 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 There you go. Just relax, man.
Relax. It's all good.
Just relax. We're going to get this worked out. Everything's going to be just fine. Just relax.
Okay, let her go, and
just,
then we'll talk about it.
Just relax.
Come on, let her go.
Hey, let her go.
No.
Let her go. I want her to pull her back, man.
They're coming.
Look.
You need
calm
to let
down.
Her go, okay?
Calm down.
Let her go.
I said not about it. Go.
No. Calm down. Hey, Edwin. Stop.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Get her up. Shots fired. Hold it up.